In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, we heard in our first reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, how St. Paul said he almost could wish himself accursed if that would save his fellow Jews. And that points out that something that all of us as Christians should desire, which is the conversion of the Jewish people. That they would recognize that the Messiah that they wait and they pray for has already come, and that it is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that they would embrace the fullness of God's gifts, which is not a rejection of the law of Moses, but rather its fulfillment in the person of Christ. Now, over the last few years, some people got the idea that we should not pray for or work for the conversion of the Jewish people. Well, that is entirely against sacred scripture, and it's also against what St. Paul has to say here. If anything, we should desire the conversion of the Jewish people above the conversion of anyone else, because they are our fathers and mothers in the faith, and we need to have a deep reverence and esteem for the children of Israel. Because they were the people that God chose to be an instrument of salvation for the rest of us. But what it does mean is that we would do well to work for their salvation in a very particular way, in a different way. Because it is not as if they are pagans. It's not as if they don't know God at all. Of course they know God. They know the God who revealed himself on Mount Sinai, God who reveals himself through the prophets, yet they do not know the fullness of the revelation of God in the person of Christ. And so we approach them, and we approach their conversion in a very different way than we do those who don't know God at all. We respect the fact that God has revealed himself to them in momentary and fragmentary ways, and we wish them to see the fullness of that revelation in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.